He saw a man leaning on the wide railing in front of the birdhouse. The man was dressed in a purple suit and wore a Tyrolean hat. His face looked shrewd and wise, as though he knew a great many things, many of them not worth knowing. "That must be Abe Lucky Lucas," thought Louie. He swam quickly over. "My pleasure," replied Mr. Lucas. "You were right on time. The splashdown was sensational. Welcome to the Philadelphia Zoo, which crawls with rare mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, and fishes, including sharks, rays, and other fish-like vertebrates. Watch out for wild animals. This place is replete with them. Snakes, zebras, monkeys, elephants, lions, tigers, wolves, foxes, bears, hippos, rhinos, woodchucks, skunks, hawks, and owls. I seldom come here. My work confines me to the throbbing heart of the city, among the money changers. I am under great pressure for my work. How was your trip from Boston?" "Smooth," wrote Louis on his slate. "I made good time. What about my job?" "A happy question," replied Mr. Lucas. "The job will start on October 15th. The contract has been finalized. Your place of employment is a nightclub of great renown across the river, a place of high fashion and low prices, a jumpy joint. You will be called upon to make appearances each evening except Sunday and play your trumpet for the happy customers. Once in a while you can join a jazz group, Louis the Swan on trumpet. The pay is very good. My spirits are lifted by thinking about the pay. Wealth and happiness are around the corner for Louis the Swan and Lucky Lucas, the great of heart. My agent's fee is 10%, a mere bagatelle." "How do I get to the nightclub?" asked Louis, who only understood about half of what Mr. Lucas was saying. "In a taxicab," replied Mr. Lucas. "Be at the north entrance of the zoo, Girard Avenue and 34th Street, at 9 o'clock on the evening of October 15th, a night that will live in memory. A cab will await your pleasure and will transport you to the club. The driver is a friend of mine. He, too, is under pressure from his work." "Who's going to pay for the cab?" asked Louis on his slate. "I am," replied Mr. Lucas. "Lucky Lucas, the generous of heart, pays for the cab for Louis the Swan. And by the way, I see that you are wearing a money bag, and that it is plump with moolah. I suggest from the kindness of my great heart that you turn this money bag over to me for safekeeping during your stay in Philadelphia, a place of many thieves and pickpockets." "No, thank you," wrote Louis. "We'll keep money bag myself.